Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week where we can come together and touch one another and learn from each other, and you might say, expand our universe a bit. And so I look forward to these weekly meetings on many levels. Something that I want to address tonight, and especially those people who are listening in who listen to our conference calls with Richard and myself. You know, there's a lot of talk about continents dividing and damage along the western coast of North America, and perhaps even what's going on in Yellowstone.
Donna on line one.
Hi, Donna. How you doing, dear? You have a question?
Good. I was just going to ask for a past life reading of some sort, a small reading.
Okay, we can do that. I just want to explain first to people how I do this. I hear the voice, and I follow the voice all the way to the person's physical body. Mm-hmm. And when I get there, there is like a cloud, and in that cloud are people's past lifetimes. And the lifetime that is directed to me is the one that would be of most value to the caller. And so that is what I have done. And
two other callers.
And so I'm looking at this individual's physical body, and I'm being directed to a past lifetime where this person was a singer of great renown, actually someone who sang, who made gold records, and the world loved her singing. Do you have that as a hobby today, dear one? Do you sing at all?
Singing?
We had.
I didn't hear you. Do you sing at all?
I sing to my grandchildren or my grandchild and just sing in nature. That's pretty much it.
That's fine. So singing does not remind you.
Actually, I'm listening.
Stop listening to the show and listen to me coming
to
through.
I'm hearing two things here, and I'm
right. Well, turn it off so we can talk. It doesn't work well when you're listening to that and
trying
to talk to me.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now I've turned it all off.
So you were a singer of great renown. I see gold records. You sang and made gold records. So you were very well renowned on both sides in the United States and in Europe. Your singing was validated in many ways. So I suggest what you might do today, dear one, is listen to some of the classics, and I don't mean necessarily opera, but some of the classical music. I think you will find something there that will spark the heart. When one sings, it's not just the voice box that works with singing, but we sing with the entire physical body. And there is something in that. You sing with the entire physical body. Remember that. There's a part of the heart chakra in particular that works with singing. So you are broadcasting who you are through the voice. I bet you hadn't thought about that.
No.
So, listen to some classical music, because what I'm seeing is when you do, it will enliven the heart center. I'm seeing your heart center. I look into your heart center and I see this love. You have a great love for the earth, humanity. You're a very loving person. Would you agree with that?
Yes, definitely.
That's good. So work with that, dear one. Sing, listen to some classical music. It would bring back some memory for you. As
so,
I said.
How long ago would this lifetime have been?
Not all that long, because you had golden records.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. But if you want your physical body to be taken to that past lifetime, you can go to carolynevers.com, and on the left side of that page, order a past life reading. The difference is, I'm telling you about that now, but when you order one of those readings, you actually experience it yourself. It's quite different. Anyway, thank you for your call, dear one. You're welcome, sweetie. We have another call, and who might that be?
Jill.
Jill, what can I do for you, dear one?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
What can I do for you, sweetie?
What can you tell me about the most significant past life?
The most significant. You're what would be called an old soul, in the sense that you have come in here many times. That's what I mean by an old soul. So you have many lifetimes here. I'm asking about what is the most significant. You've had a lot of significant lifetimes, but I see you on a stand with an orchestrator's, I don't know what to call it, but leading an orchestra. You were leading an orchestra in that lifetime, and you had your whole heart and soul into music. What does music do for you now?
It really depends. It can uplift me. Can change my vibration.
Absolutely. And what I suggest that you do is listen to some of that music that you know changes your vibration and uplifts you. Especially when you're feeling down. You have a lot of things that you're struggling over right now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel sometimes like people don't understand you?
Yes.
What can you do about that?
I don't know. You should tell me.
Okay, these people who you feel do not understand you are in your life so that you can work with them with healing. Are these family members we're talking about, or people outside the direct family?
Probably both, but, you know, and every day would be my family.
When your family does not understand you, there's a lot of pain there. What I have found is that family groups of souls, we gather and we pass through many lifetimes together, each family member playing a different role. In other words, sometimes you'll be parents, sometimes siblings. And the reason for that is it's the greatest learning experience. We're here on earth to learn. Learning can be very painful. It's like looking in the mirror and seeing who you are completely. That can be very painful to know who you are. But you are with that group, dear one, to help heal them. And that member that is causing the greatest conflict or conflict with you needs your healing and forgiveness desperately. Who has crossed over? Is it your parents?
My father.
Your father. Did you get along well with your father?
Yes.
He has come back tonight to tell you how much he loves you and what a treasure you were from the moment of your birth to the time that he crossed over. You were a real treasure. And that is his message to you today. And anytime you're feeling discouragement, call him in. Do you know how to call somebody into your circle?
No.
It's very simple. It's like having a cosmic telephone book. You just sit quietly, you meditate, and you call on your father. You ask him to come. Now, he is there with you. Are you feeling his energy?
Yes.
What you feel right now is his energy. When you call him in and he comes, that is what you will feel. And so he is saying, when you feel particularly discouraged about something, call him in. You will feel that energy. It is like a signature of the soul. So you feel his signature, and whenever he is there, you will feel that vibration, or what I'm calling a signature. Have a better evening, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
I would like to say, if anybody feels that I have offered something to them and been of benefit, you can use the donate button and donate funds to me. They would come to me, and they're a great help to support what I do here for you, and I thank you very much. Who's next on the line to for me to talk to?
Cindy.
Did you say Cindy?
Yes.
Hi. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Cindy. What can I do for you, dear?
Well, I haven't been listening to you for a while, so I very much miss my family. They've all passed on, and I haven't heard from Jeff or Bruce, my brothers. I know Mom and Dad are all right, but I'm very much concerned about Bruce and Jeff. They both passed, and I miss them terribly. Is there a message from Jeff or Bruce?
These are your brothers?
Yes, and Jane and Henry are my mother and father.
Yes, Jeff is the one that I am hearing. I want you to tune in right now so you can feel Jeff's vibration. We talked about that to the caller before you. Each soul has a vibration. Can you feel Jeff's vibration?
Well, he always used to call me a little brat, so he was the eldest brother, and I was the younger sister, so I was a challenge to my older brother. He was always looking after me.
Well, as you know, he is saying that he loves you very much, and you have some trials and tribulations in your life right now, don't you?
I'm living in my car. I've been in my car for 4 years. And I'm waiting for Nasara and the revaluation of currencies so I can buy a motorhome and visit with a family and then buy some land somewhere and help heal the earth by growing trees and crops and heal the soil to help Gaia, to help Mother Earth, and maybe establish a community where I can bring people in where we could barter and have enough food to live off of and then donate the rest to people that can't afford to buy food. So that's sort of in my mind, but...
Sweetheart, that's a wonderful goal. But I want to talk to you about Nasara. Do you really believe that?
Okay. The National Economic Security and Reformation Act? Yes.
Well, I'm not so sure how accurate that is. What I'm trying to say is don't put all of your eggs in one basket and feel that is your salvation. Oh, your brother Jeff. You wanted Okay. Yes. He is with you. And
I love him very much. And he died, and I wasn't able to be with him when he died.
He said, he is telling me that that was planned. There is an urgency there is an urgency now between the two of you, and you can work with him. Anytime you want to work with him, just call him in. Call his name. He's there now. Feel his energy. Well, can you feel his energy?
What about Bruce?
What?
I'm sorry, there's a play. What about Bruce? That was my other brother that died.
Grief? What do you want to know about grief?
Bruce. B-R-U-C-E. Bruce.
What do you want to know about Bruce, sweetheart?
Well, I haven't heard from him, and he died back in 2012. I took care of him for 13 years. I gave up my life to take care of my brother.
Well, I can hear what he's saying. I want you to tune into him. See the picture of him in your mind's eye and intend to hear what he is saying because he's talking to you. Can you hear him?
I see him smiling. I see him smiling, but I don't hear the words.
That you don't hear them. Sweetheart, you don't hear them as a sound. They come to you in your heart chakra knowing what he said. So don't try and hear with your ears. Go down into the heart chakra and see what he is saying to you. Are you aware of what he's saying?
I thought it was something like, you don't think I'm not going to try to talk with you. It's like, it's silly that I would even question that they're there. He was reassuring me that he was here.
He's with you all the time.
And Mom comes to visit at 4 o'clock every morning. Sylvia Brown told me that years ago. And my father has told other people to tell me he never meant to hurt me. And it took me years to get over that. He left my mom after 25 years of marriage and married someone else. And I was bitter about that for a long time. And then I asked him to forgive me and that I forgave him. So I think my parents know how much I love them. So that's
it's all about forgiveness, darling. This is the time we must all forgive one another.
I'm sorry.
You've made your peace with him, and that's important.
Yes, I can't wait to be again with my family. I'm so excited. You know what it's like, your parents, how you miss them?
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying.
I've come a long, long way, Carolyn. Catherine May said I'm a trailblazer. I'm one of the first wave light workers. So I know what's going on in this planet. And I know that we're ascending to the fifth dimension and we're taking Mother Earth with us. And I know I'm a first waver, I think. She said I'm a trailblazer. So I've grown immensely in the last year.
That's beautiful.
So I feel very comfortable talking with you about this. Only I'm not quite sure. Yeshua told me on one of your conference calls that I will know where to move to and how to live as things unfold and to trust my inner voice. That was the advice he gave me some shows back. I think it was the fifth conference call. So
that's always good advice. Now, one of the things that you need to do is to meditate, find a quiet moment, meditate, and call in your higher self, because that's what gives you directions in this life. You're not doing that at the moment.
Well, I have meditated, but I don't do it daily. So you're right, I have to do it. I'll meditate tomorrow morning, I promise.
Meditate tomorrow morning. Call in your higher self.
Yes, ma'am.
Get directions from your higher self. That's much more important than from anyone else.
Oh, that's wonderful. You give such good advice.
Thank you, dear.
I want to donate to you. I just don't have the money right now. But when I do, I promise I will. You and Richard are on the list.
Thank you, sweetheart. So is there someone else who wants to come talk?
Not at this time.
Okay, so there's no one calling in right now. And if you wish to talk, call in soon because this hour goes by so fast. You know, there's a lot of things presently that's causing fear. And if anybody has been listening to our conference calls, you know that there is talk from the masters about large continents moving. We worked on quieting Yellowstone so that it didn't erupt. And so what I'm suggesting to each and every one of you, meditate, go into your higher self, and ask where you are to be presently. Where is your place in the world? Where should you live? Maybe it's in the same place where you're living presently, but maybe it's just with a higher understanding of what you are to be doing. We come into this world with a certain mission. And there is a high road, a middle road, and a low road. I don't know which road that you're on, but you can always intend to be on a higher road, to take and make as much value that you can from this lifetime. The soul remembers its challenges from other lifetimes, and it carries with it these memories. And sometimes this needs a clearing. And so I say to you, if you're uncomfortable around other people, around other situations, there's a possibility that there is something that needs to be cleared. And so ask yourself, you don't necessarily have to work with someone else. If you have someone that's willing to work with you, that's wonderful. But if you don't, ask your own higher self what you should be doing presently. And I would go according to whether you're happy or not. The real question is, are you happy? Is what you're doing bringing happiness and contentment? If it's not, then you need to change some things. Excuse me, maybe the need is to be out in the air more, in nature more. Maybe share love with a pet, an animal of some sort, a dog, or another person that you can love, a child. Maybe a child that's homeless. You can help somehow by sending them funds or being a mentor for them. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be a mentor from someone else, to give someone else the benefit of your great understanding, of your knowledge. Everyone has knowledge that they don't quite understand. They don't always respect the gifts that they have because they wonder, oh, poor me, do I have the knowledge to do these things, to understand? But you do. And a lot of this comes through meditation. I've said this before. We have a group of souls that travel together in a group. Sometimes we're the parents, sometimes the siblings, sometimes the grandparents. But we learned from this because the soul remembers the past connections. And we gain a great insight by visiting each one of those relationships. So if you're having some disruption with someone in your work field or friend or family, in meditation, visit that. Find out what needs to be healing. There is something that needs to be healed. And I will tell you, if you look at a relationship from the standpoint of healing, you will always heal that situation. It will always come true. So we don't have anyone calling in right now. I'm sorry about that. I always like it when people call in. So if you have a question, we're halfway through the show. If you have a question, call in with those questions now, because the second half will go by so quickly. It's just amazing how quickly it goes. So we have some questions, some choices for government. And I hope you will look at all of the potential characters running for offices and make sure if you're going to vote that you've got the right one that fits the agenda. We've had some questions about that, and I think it's important. We don't have the statesmen that we used to have, and our country needs that. We need the statesman that was available to us at one time. The George Washingtons, for instance, and some of the other statesmen. I would say that Kennedy probably, both Kennedy brothers were statesmen who cared about the country, where it was going, and what was happening. Kennedy, before he died, tried to put the country back on the gold standard.
Caroline Line One.
And that didn't happen because his life was cut short. So Caroline is on line one. Caroline, what can we do for you, dear?
Oh, my God, I got through.
Yes, you didn't. I'm speaking
I
to you,
Caroline. I can't believe it. Richard is my friend.
He's a lot of people's friends.
Yeah, but I know Richard Prescott is very precious to me. I've been in touch with him. I was trying to get through to you, but your number is kind of special. I've always wanted to get through to you.
Well, you've gotten through to me, sweetheart. What can you ask me? What do you want
to
know?
I just want to ask you. I'm so shocked because I've been trying for so long to get through and I never could. And now I just sent Richard a message. And I'm so grateful, Caroline, to get through to you because I just came across both of yous last year. And it was out of nowhere. You're just not easy to find.
And what can I do for you? You have found me and we're chatting. What can I do for you?
Oh, just a lot of help. I need purpose in life. And have you got a message for me or anything? Or where's my life purpose going?
Where's your life purpose?
Yes, I know I was told I was a healer and a medium, but I'm not sure about that. I was maybe years ago, but fear got in the way. How do I overcome that? And if it's true, how do I overcome it?
Well, that's a good question because a lot of people have fear, Caroline, and we have to get over the fear to do what we wish to do. And so you're wondering if you are a healer. It doesn't matter what I say. It's what you do. So I'd like to ask a question of you. Is there someone in your circle of friends or companions who need healing on some level?
Yes.
All right, keep that person in mind. I'm not asking for the name. But I want you to work. I want you to work with that person. How would you work with her to help heal her?
I would send her love, healing, respect, understanding, ask my guides. It's more than one, though, Caroline. It's more than one. It's not just one.
Well, first of all, we need to start with one.
Right.
You know, a journey is started by one step at a time. Do you know how to connect with her higher self?
My whole family I love.
Do you know how to connect with her higher self?
Pardon?
Ask your higher self what she needs. Can you talk to this person on the telephone?
Yes, I can.
Why don't you call her on the phone?
I always do. We keep in touch regular.
That's good.
I got a lovely gift.
Well, you are talking to her on the telephone. Have you tried to heal her while you talk on the telephone?
I don't know. I hope I did. I listened.
The next time you talk to her on the phone, I want you to consciously work with healing her. Ask her higher self what she needs to be healed. You know, sometimes it's just...
I didn't know about the higher self, but I did ask. When I hung up, I said, please send her light and love. And it's not just her, it's a lot of people. It's a he as well.
Well, start with one at a time. Sometimes it's just a case of being a friend and willing to listen to them that acts as great healing.
Oh, well, I've been doing that. I've been doing that for long, many years, Carolyn.
That's good. Do it with as many people as possible because, you know, it's hard.
Yes, I have. Well, I've tried. I've tried. I hope I probably could improve on it, but I really have tried.
It's hard for us to have people listen. Listening can be the greatest friend that you can be. Just listen to people, their problems, what they have to say, if you really want to be a friend to them.
Yes, and I know somebody that my partner is not happy about because she talks like 4 hours on the phone and I just listen. You can't get a word. Look, I don't know. He doesn't understand, but she has a lot. And I hope to God that I've done some good.
I'm sure you have. But call me next week and tell me how it went with her.
I know, I already know, because she's been friends for years.
Are you from the States?
No, I'm from Ireland.
I was going to say, you had that sound in your voice that is from Ireland. You know there's ley lines that go through Ireland. Have you checked those out?
No, I don't know about that.
Well, we've had some interference. If you've been trying to call and weren't able to get a hold of me, just know that the line is clear now. Call in now and try and reach me. We were talking to Cindy about the ley lines that run through Ireland. I think that was Cindy that said that she was from Ireland. I had a lifetime there when that was the reason that I was there, was to study the ley lines. There's no scientific proof of ley lines. We just are aware of the fact that there are...
Cindy on line one.
Okay, Cindy, you're back, sweetie.
Yes, I love you, Carolyn. I have a question, and this is really important. I voted for Bernie Sanders, and you mentioned on your show that we don't have the statesmen that we used to have. I think Bernie Sanders is the closest thing we'll ever have to making our country great again. Will he be our president?
I don't look into the future and see those sort of things happening. That's not one of the skills that I have for a lot of reasons. First of all, people change their intentions. In other words, there might be a lot of people who right now are intending to vote for Bernie Sanders, but might change that. So it's not a place that I go into the future to see what is going to happen, because there are too many variables. But if you have another question other than Bernie Sanders, I'd be glad to talk to you about it.
I want to know what I can...
what I can do to help the world. I know I'm a rescuer and a humanitarian.
What you can do?
Well, I've helped people by listening to them. Mother
Very
God
important.
Wants us to be kind to people, and people are coming to me and opening up, and I tell them of what I know about what's going on in the world and how things are changing. So I'm letting my light shine for others. I'm just wondering if there's something else I'm not doing I need to be doing. Like you said, meditate. And
do you know how to have a blog?
I'm sorry, what?
A blog. B-L-O-G.
What? Blog where? You mean like on Facebook?
Well, it could be Facebook, could be on the internet.
Well, I'm very much involved with Who Needs Light and Catherine May and Christine Burke with the Blog Talk channel. And I'm very much involved with that show. I listen to it a lot. And I email Catherine and Christine often. They channel like you do.
I see. But I think she's the one that
told me I'm the trailblazer and that the growth that I've shown in the last year has been not gone unnoticed, that the company of heaven sees how far I've come.
Are you happy with your life?
I'm happy in that I've grown immeasurably, and I'm very close to God, Father and Mother God. So spiritually, I'm very happy. But I'd like to live somewhere with a roof over my head other than my car. And there's someone I happen to have very deep feelings for, but I'd be happy just to be friends with that person if that's what it comes down to. So spiritually, I'm very happy. I just miss having a garden and growing things. I'm in my car, and I just can't afford the rent. So I'm living on Social Security and a pension. You mentioned don't put all your eggs in one basket, but I'm under the impression that Saint Germain's money that the Dragon family, the elders, the abundance is coming to us all. Is that not happening?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not aware of it happening. I think you have to think of abundance for yourself. What can you do to make money instead of thinking about other people bringing it to you?
I'd like to grow things and be able to sell fruits and vegetables and nuts and barter and things like that. The problem is I don't have any land.
Well, here we have gardens that people can have where it's not their land, but they can have a garden. Can you inquire and see if you got something like that in your neighborhood?
There are community gardens, but you brought up a really good idea. Maybe I should join a co-op somewhere and see if I can join a community where I could live with people and grow things. That's a really good idea.
Why don't you call me next week and let me know how that goes?
I promise.
Good, because I want to see you get on a different path.
A spiritual path?
No, another path, and not believing what people are saying, but creating your own circumstances.
Oh, manifesting. Okay.
You can do that. You can manifest.
I will. I've been transmuting a lot. I think everyone's transmuting all the heavy, dense energies that are allowing us to ascend to the fifth dimension. So that's going on all over the world.
I think so.
Okay.
And
you've given me
there are trouble spots in the world right now. Can you think of some?
Oh, Pakistan and Syria, and I think of the people in the Gaza Strip. If I had land somewhere in California, I would start a community and invite those people to live there.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? You don't have land. Think about things that's possible for you to do now. You got your head in the clouds, which is fine, but think about those things that you can do now and not listen to what is possible, but what you can do now, what can you do right now to help yourself to earn money?
Well, I'm not really sure. I thought when I retired that was it, you know? So, I don't know. You've given me a new challenge.
How much are you earning from your retirement fund?
I get $1,056 a month for Social Security and $826 for my pension. And I pay $520 a month for my car. I live in a van. And I pay $86 for car insurance. And then I'm paying $210 for storage and $180 for storage. The things that I own are in storage. You know, things my mother left me, and books and musical instruments and things like that. So I'm sort of living half a life, and I've really focused in on the spiritual end of things. But like you said, I haven't really addressed the practical, everyday, earthbound things.
You should be able to have your hands on those things and not in storage.
I know. I know. It's just that it's really expensive to live in California. I mean, there are a lot of people living out on the street right now in their cars. They can't afford the rent any longer. So you don't think Nassar is going to happen, or that there's going to be abundance for us all?
Oh, I think there's going to be abundance, but don't count on Nassar. You see, people come up with these ideas, and don't buy into it. Just buy into what you can provide for yourself. Don't count on Nassar. Count on putting your energies into ideas where you can generate money for yourself.
I'll tell you this much. Mother God told Catherine May to tell me last July to buy 1 million Vietnamese dong. And they have told me that when the currencies adjust, that I'll have the money I need to do to be able to live the dream I want to live.
Well,
so there's talk of a currency reset, which means when the dollar drops, the dong and the Iraqi dinar are going to shoot way up. And at that point, I would be able to exchange my dong for cash to be able to buy a little place somewhere and start growing things.
Well, let's hope that works out for you.
I hope so, too. But Mother God told Catherine May to tell me to buy 1 million dong last year. So I did. So, I mean, that's coming from Mother God. So, yeah, there is a plan. It's just we're waiting for the exchange for the 800
numbers. I want you
numbers.
To listen to what you just said. Mother God told somebody else to tell you. Why not just go straight to Mother God?
Oh, that's really good. Well, I have talked to Mother and Father God. They're really happy with me. They put their arms around my shoulder. It's like a life coach. And I actually had a situation where I found myself sitting in between the two of them, looking down on the earth. It was sparkling, and I'd been meditating for like 3 hours.
That's wonderful.
A chance to see the earth through their eyes, to see humanity through their eyes. I got to see what Mother and Father see. It was wonderful.
It sounds wonderful. Well, I wish you the best. Keep working on it. Work with Mother and Father God. And I wish the best for you, darling.
Goodbye
for now.
I'll be in touch, I promise, and I send my light to you.
I would love to have your light. Thank you.
I'll send my love to you. I love you, Carolyn.
I love you too, dear. I would just like to offer a little bit of advice to people. Don't listen to what other people say to you. Go to your own higher self and get the truth. Or go to Father God and get the truth. Go to universal consciousness and get the truth. Don't listen to what other people are saying. Find your own truth. Find your own way. Don't depend on other people because their viewpoint can be so skewed. You don't know what is in another person's heart, whether they give good advice or not. That's why it's so important, in my point of view, is to get your own advice from your own higher self. And while we're talking about the earth and clearing the earth, I would like for all of you to pay a little bit of attention to what is going on in Alaska, those energies that are being sent to Earth through the electrical currents, the HAARP experiment. It is very harmful to the Earth. These energies go all the way down to the core of the Earth. And I would like to all of those who are friends of this planet to direct your energies to HAARP, to heal those energies that come forth from HAARP, because it fries the higher altitudes around the Earth. So work on healing that. We have a lot of healers out there. Work on healing HAARP and all the damage that it does. There are some people who work with that now. So we could always use more. And the other thing that we could use some healing is our capital at Washington, D.C. Send your love and your harmony there. Those who make the laws, they need harmony. So send your harmony and your love there. It will be a big help to the United States. And also, while we're talking about it, the Supreme Court judges, send your love to the Supreme Court justices that they can continue to bring forth justice. It's very important. Justice is an amazing quality that we need here now. We're at the end of our radio show, if you can believe this. Time goes by so swiftly. So if you didn't get an opportunity to call in today, call in next week. And if you are able, donate what you can, if I've been of any help to any of you, to our with our donate button. Any amount of money that you can send our way is a big help. So, my friends, I thank all of you for tonight. This hour has gone by so quickly. Good night for now. Until next week.